I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Open your eyes, and as your eyes flutter open, you realize something is wrong. This looks like the room that you were in before. Down the stairs, amongst the very expensive wine. But not quite. Xavier, what smells different?
It smells earthy.
Mm.
Like we're in a forest.
Vince, what kind of light is coming through here that is not from the previous incandescent bulbs?
I feel like there's a bright, intense moonlight from one direction that's streaming in through one of the high windows that wasn't there before.
Logan, how has the temperature shifted in the room?
It is soggy. It's like a soggy warmth, that kind of like jungle rainforesty kind of dampness, slightly warm enough that it's like that moment when you notice, oh, the heater's on, but only just.
Kat, the red wine that you could still taste on your lips has shifted. What does it taste like now?
Oh, it tastes maybe muddier and has more like sediment. It feels heavier.
And Toby, the room that was previously absorbing your mirth, your laughter, the clinking of bottles, of glasses, the thump of your dice. What sound is filtering through now?
The sound of a night forest, so chirping. Insects, the rustle of a creature in the trees, the call of an unknown bird.
And the more that you all take in this new changed version of Allegra's downstairs room, it's as if the walls move away, the room becoming larger, the ceilings opening up almost to the sky. Light pours in where it wasn't before. We're here. The mists of Dolaran. Welcome back, guys.
What the fuck?
What do you mean we're here?
This is the beginning of our campaign.
Shit, do we black out? Fuck, I didn't have that much of that wine.
Allegra reaches forward and grabs her D20. It glows with a purple phosphorescent light. It hurts your eyes to look at it. And suddenly she begins lifting off her chair, her feet now dangling in the air, as this light suddenly engulfs her, the D20 now hovering where her heart is, as her clothes now become more intricate lace-like, cape flowing off her back. It's like if Galadriel was evil. Black flowing robes. And her hair growing long, long into twisted braids. Her eyes now purple and steely. And amidst this transformation, everything is just more toned or tucked. The years are taken away. The bags under the eyes are lost. And she glows, her staff now in hand with her giant D20, as she slowly floats back to the floor, gracefully touching it and standing. Are you ready to begin this journey, Paragons?
Vince just puts down his whiskey and rubs his eyes a little bit.
Xavier, what the fuck did you put in that?
Is this VR? What is this?
Is this the ecstasy or like, I mean, we were joking about it, but...
Xavier's going to look down at himself as his clothes changed.
You are all still yourself. This version of the room, however warped, is still the same format of the room you were sitting at. There is still a table in front of you. There are still chairs. You are still yourselves with your die placed in front of you where you left it. Guys, come on. You need to start the adventure.
Vince picks up his dice.
Amazing. What colour glows from it? Does it burst with power?
As soon as he picks it up, the numbers in it kind of glow out this bright emerald green in all directions, and his form starts to just change ever so slightly. He grows a little bit taller. His clothes start almost like Iron Man style from like the heart, like the chest. It just starts shifting and changing. His back straightens. His hair gets a little bit more slick. When he's fully kind of dressed in this deep forest green three-piece suit, his special D4, which has stopped glowing, is now in his, almost like a little cube of ice in like a whiskey rock in his glass.
It's in his whiskey glass.
That's good.
That's amazing. Allegra comes over to Vince. Flint, the dictator, welcome. And she embraces you.
Yeah, Vince takes it. Oh, Flint takes it.
Yeah, well, either, both.
And doesn't hug back. Just kind of takes it and stands up properly off of his chair, looks at the rest of you, kind of waiting.
Well, fucking why not? And he just like almost like tentatively then just reaches out and snatches up the D6 like immediately. Yes. Just like makes a thought and then just grabs it.
Yeah. And what form does this D6 take now? Does it explode? Does it sink into you?
Immediately as Logan reaches out and like grasps the D6 and pulls it, there's a crackle of electricity that starts to form within his closed fist, and you can see his fist start to like hum and vibrate, and eventually he allows his fingers to open up and the energy starts to crackle out in all different directions, and it starts to climb and writhe up his body that starts to pulse and glow at first in this bright, bright, bright gold color before the first thing that happens is, unlike Vince's character who got swollen and larger and taller, the first thing is his height begins to reduce and Logan just gets like smaller and smaller, and you see his long kind of straggly blonde hair goes to a bright shade of orange, and what was a clean-shaven Logan, the beard starts to meet with the hair, and there's just a long, long beard. Does the beard go up to the hair, or does the hair go up to the beard? It's just this mess, as like the shirt that is on his body seems to burst out, crackling away with the electricity, whereas finally the ripped tone body starts to take form, and the pants shrivel up and open out into a tartan kilt. And you see the D6 slowly start to hover, and like a magnet just attaches itself to a leather belt that has made its way around the kilt, and has like a little, like a dice-shaped sheath, just a tiny little square that it just fits in and clicks. And he goes, oh, all right then.
Glad to have you, the great DW. Our party is short.
Toby's looking at the others. He's looking at Kat.
Yeah, I think Kat will stand and she'll look down at herself and the trappings of her life that she's wearing. And she picks up the wine glass and just throws it back and says, fuck it. And picks up her D8 as she does so. The facets of the dice all rake apart this metal and then shoot towards her, forming like, yeah, kind of clicking into place, forming this shining armor. She certainly grows taller and her hair extends like a ridiculous amount behind her. I suppose a sword appears at her side.
It does. Now, you said, what kind of sword was it again?
It's a sharp sword with the that's just
very
what it says.
Sharp sword.
That's
you
what it
hope
says.
So, right?
You bloody hope so. Allegra, that's what it says on my character sheet. No, it says your weapon is a sharp sword with the adorable opposite personality of what you'd expect from it.
Amazing.
And it's fast. Its main trait is that it's fast.
Great. Do you have a color palette that you're kind of working with? What does this sword look like? Is it made out of metal, steel, diamond? Is it just a ball of energy? You know, what does this sharp sword look like?
Yeah, I think it is metal. It's like a steel, sharp steel, but the hilt has all jewel tone jewels, so greens and blues and purples. No. Yes.
Are we talking long sword? Are we talking a two handers, hander?
Giant, ridiculously big,
barbarian like length sword.
Yes. Big motherfucking sword.
As tall as she is, yeah.
That's rad.
Final Fantasy kind of sword.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, need five people to hold it up.
This feeling as you grip the handle of your sword, this feeling of being taller, stronger, more capable, does it bring you to a sense of joy?
She hasn't shared it as much because she doesn't know these people anymore, but shedding the responsibilities of life and the expectations. And to find yourself in a new world where none of that applies anymore. It's all gone. It's like the slate is washed clean. Yeah, she's felt the most joy she's felt in a long time.
Excellent. Well, would you like to get your D8 out and either... That's your emotion tracker.
How
do you feel? Do you feel a one or a two in terms of ecstasy? This is quite a rush.
I would say it's quite intense.
You.
Yeah, I'd say a two. Till I'm sure we'll meet something that might change that.
Down.
But for now, she's top of the world. Yeah.
And as you feel this emotion course through you, does anything physically happen? Is it a bit like of a She-Ra kind of, you know, your hair flows?
A magical girl moment. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like across all the armor.
So does your sword. It shines brilliantly. And you hear its voice.
Hi, Amanda. It's me, Anya Sword. I'm really excited to be here. Going around, smiling, evil, and I don't know, like, you know, hopefully doing good stuff. I love doing good stuff.
Do we hear this?
That is a question I will leave for Luna, because the sword can either speak to you audibly or it can just be in your mind. And both. It can choose.
Switch.
What do you think?
I would like the idea of switching, yeah, that you can choose, because I think that's fun.
Yeah. I can choose or you can choose.
I reckon you, if you're going to be the sword.
Yeah. Oh, you got the power.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I got the touch.
You have to make the choice.
Shit. Allegra is actually the polar opposite of me in that I don't want any power at the table. No, you hear this in your mind.
Hi, it's me. Yeah, it's your sword. Are you excited to do some sliding? I know I am.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's what I like to hear.
Do you have a name?
Oh, you know, I've never really thought about it because I guess I don't. I've never really had sentience before you had me. So I guess no. I would love a name. Did you have one in mind? Or maybe I could like find one?
Yeah, maybe we can find one along the way.
Oh, this is like a secret name.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. This is so exciting. I'm so excited to be your sword.
What is happening?
Why are you staring at your sword?
Yeah, I'm just staring at the sword as the wind is blowing in the hair.
I was like, what's worse, hearing your side of the conversation or hearing nothing? Because in your head, you're just like that for like a minute straight, just staring at this sword.
And
like,
that's when it switches.
Oh my gosh, I am so sorry. Oh, that is so rude of me. Hi, I'm Avengers Sword. I like to be used in for good, for the purpose of smiting down evil or whatever. Anything that really like brings ecstasy and joy and fun, happy times. What are all your names?
I have a talking sword.
There is a lot to take in right now.
Allegra, this is great. How long will this take? I have meetings tomorrow.
The game is happening now.
Can I use my voice?
You'd like to use your voice?
Yeah.
Your power?
I would like to kind of almost not intentionally, but I feel like it manifests a little bit in this moment. And I just kind of want to look over at Toby asking this question. And then I want to be like, Toby, it's all right. Just trust the game. Trust the dice.
Toby, you feel a slight tug on your heartstrings, pulling you towards pride, the pride you once felt around a table or around being a community. And Vince feels Allegra's hands stop you, holding onto your chest.
Be careful, dictator. If you use your power carelessly, you could break someone. Emotions are fragile things, and you'll want the rest of your party with you if you want to get to the end.
The answer, Neo, Toby, is the game takes as long as you take to finish it.
Well, I don't know, I suppose the sooner we start then, and he picks it up.
Amazing. What happens?
So Toby reaches to pick it up, but as soon as he's scooped it up, it lifts out of his hand and begins to spin. And as it spins, it gets darker and it becomes like a glowing black, almost, if you can imagine that, like the dark saber.
Mm.
And its numbers are like a neon orange. And as it spins, it lifts into the air, and then Toby starts to lift into the air. And as it accelerates and becomes darker, like a tornado of black feathers, of crow feathers, engulf both him and the die. It gets more and more intense and faster and faster and faster until the feathers explode out into the room, and a completely transformed Toby, now Hawk, is floating there instead. He's more wiry, his eyes are steelier, everything about him is just sharper and more angular, and he floats back down into his chair, and the die is still there floating, that comes to a stop, and then he opens his hand and it vanishes in a flood of feathers. He secrets it somewhere inside his cloak of black raven feathers, and it's gone.
Tell me, you have an AI interface. Are your eyes, your black bird-like eyes, seeing a mechanical overlay, like a digital overlay over everything constantly? Or do you have a holographic kind of helmet that pops over your face like a shield? How do you perceive this AI sensor?
So he, when he wants to go kind of full AI powered hacking mode, he pulls up the hood of his cloak and it comes down over his eyes. And when his face is shrouded, that's when he's communing with the AI. And from under there, he can see it overlaid on the world.
Goddamn Zeta Project
you
bullshit.
You hear your AI speaking to you. Would you like it internally or externally?
I think it's internally.
Yes.
Yeah, I think the AI is going to be for me only.
It's like when you have noise-canceling headphones and there's that weird psh before the noise kind of clicks into place.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Message from the fair. Do you accept?
I accept.
And suddenly, in a explosion of light, similar to your dark saber-like vortex, it's blackness that then has a beautiful white light surrounding it. You see two figures. Everyone can see them. They are very sleek, not quite automatons, not quite people, larger than you are, their feet hovering above the table. They are like carved from marble, but with electric circuits running all throughout them. There are two figures, one black, one white, with beautiful blue and purple circuitry.
We offer you a gift. Do you accept?
I humbly accept.
Their hands open out. They make contact with each other, palm to palm. Their lights glow as energy, magic, technology, whatever you call it, surges through. You hear a psss. They take their hands away, and floating in midair is your teleporter.
Ooh. Use it well, Neo.
And suddenly, like a... they're gone.
I'll reach out, and I feel like it's suspended, and then just as he reaches out, the kind of the magic of that levitation wears off, and it just drops into his palm. And I think it's like a... just like a short rod. It's like really nondescript, but when he hits it, then it twists a bit and opens a bit, and there's like a little crackling energy before it closes again. It's not like super flashy. It just has a little mechanical kind of touch to it.
Hawk, good to see you.
And he's standing across and he's standing across the room instead now.
Oh, you might need this. Allegra fishes into her skirts. Oh, right, yeah, okay.
It doesn't work yet. Nothing happens.
And she holds a piece of gold.
What is that? Looks nice. That, can I have that? I would very much like that, please. I would.
You will need it.
Yes, I need that. I need it.
And she flicks the coin. You catch it. And it hums with electricity, with energy. It's gold, but constantly shifting. You can't really tell what kind of metal it is, but you just know it feels fucking good. Ooh, in your hand.
Yeah, is there any more?
I've already spent some of my power to get you that, Neo.
Oh, okay.
You will find it, and do you insert
I mean, do I know where it goes?
Inherently, you kind of do. You know that this coin powers you.
Yeah.
And you just need to...
I'll reach up.
Inject it, baby.
touch the back of my neck.
And you feel a gap.
Oh.
A coin-shaped gap.
No.
Nope.
Like a slot machine?
Uh-huh. Nope.
Hey, I don't have to do anything about dark fantasy. This game's gone all through it.
Are you glad?
Ellen, thank you.
You're welcome.
And I put it in.
And suddenly everything is... it feels like you are humming, like you are a light switch that has been turned on. You are suddenly in frequency with the universe. Feels fucking good. And you notice your teleporter buzzes with electricity.
I'll click it.
Where do you go?
I'm sitting on there's a chandelier in here and I'm sitting on it. there's a flurry of feathers and he's sitting on the chandelier. And then he's like... clicks it again and the beer's in his hand. I could get used to this.
Jesus, you're up there.
Well, come on.
You do see a sensor, however, in your sight.
Yeah.
It's...
under my hood, yeah.
Hours remaining of fair gold. One day.
Huh.
Looks like you'll need to find more.
We'll have to work on that.
I hope you know there's an episode title that's going to be called Toby Hawk.
Pro skater.
Hey, you look like Toby Hawk.
I am.
I get that a lot, actually.
Amazing.
Well, we're missing a party member.
I feel like at this point we're all just looking over at
Xavier.
Yeah,
I imagine we've kind of formed almost a line. Like any proper adventuring
this weird
party.
This super-powered line that's staring at just at the moment the ordinary Xavier.
Xavier looks to Allegra, smiles. Hey, this is going to be fun. Picks up his die.
Yeah!
And it, in his hand, the shaft of the two-handed hammer emerges. The die metal of it becomes the hammerhead.
Yes!
His business jacket that he's wearing softens, flows out, and becomes the robes of a priest. His black shoes become like leather shoes of an adventurer. And the dice, as the head of the hammer, glows just lightly white and then disappears.
You hear a voice just for you. How did you expect Lucius to sound?
However you'd like.
Oh, I see choices. How this is, you players.
Yo, you know what's going on here.
But all of them to have Australian Italian accents.
So your so voice, me. Alan. Yeah.
Actually, that's what I want.
Great. Okay. Yeah. As in, not quite like me, but like
a little more on the nose.
A little more Italian.
Yeah.
A little bit more Italian. You know.
Yeah.
You feel warmth basking over you, and a laugh echoes inside your head.
Ciao, bello.
Lucius, hi. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. It's nice to have you here.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
Now you know that you can ask me for anything.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, if I need your help, I will absolutely ask. Right now, I think we're good at the moment, but for sure, I will come a knocking.
That's the thing. Right now, you're fine. But, you know, it's like the weather. It changes. And this place is so, what's the word? Misty. I think you'll need some light. Just remember.
I could never forget you.
You call me when you need me.
Of course.
Ciao.
See ya.
And the light dissipates. You feel now the sogginess of the room, was it?
Yeah.
The humidity.
Yeah. The wetness of the room. Also, I'm keeping track. That's three NPCs in half an hour that you now have. That's great.
I can do this.
Yeah. What is it? An AI of a
sword.
A sword.
And
a
god. The sword's just me. Yeah. And the god is also me.
Vince and
but
I
if
are
I
living...
was a little more Italian.
Vince and Logan have no voices. That's great.
No.
Live not yet.
Yeah.
That we know of, bro.
The fucking Lord.
Okay.
We are met. Well met, everyone.
Sorry, Legra. Love it. Awesome.
The you master.
Look, you look great. The master. Absolutely. What's going on?
Well, this is our first episode.
Yes, but how... Where, how again, and why?
You should have taken more notes when we played, Logan. And where's your accent gone? I thought you were all about the role-playing.
Yes,
Yes.
Right?
Don't worry. This always happens the first time back. You'll get used to it. I will see you at the end. Allegra taps her staff on the ground and it makes a thunderous crack. Your hair, your clothing rustled by the wind of the impact it makes. Purple light flashes under your eyelids and she's gone.
Okay, team, let's get through this thing.
What thing? What thing?
Okay, I don't think you need to be in character. I think we're all pretty in this whole thing together,
no,
mate.
It feels better to speak like
okay,
this.
Okay, so. That's great. So if you want, then you can call me Adam. That's fine. Was it Hawk that I'm... keep you in character? Okay, Hawk. Great. Hawk. Logan, do I call you DW? What do you want?
Oh, fuck, fine. Let's just go a whole hog with it then. Fine, DW, fucking wherever we are. Let's do it.
Cool. Kat, am I calling you Kat or...
No, Avendra.
Okay, Avendra.
This is I feel like your energy is just so rock. This is the most amazing thing that's ever happened to us.
Yeah, it's like so cool.
Listen to the sword. This is fantastic. What's happening right now?
Listen to the sword. Listen to the sword is a new one for me, I think.
Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
I mean, you don't have to listen to me. That's cool. I just like to chime in whenever.
Yeah, you guys are right. This is a great opportunity. This be heaps of fun. Let's do it.
DW is going to jump out of the nearest window to see what's outside. You said it's the same kind of like house
it
as
is.
Where we are.
Yeah, I may have forgot to mention that you started to play downstairs.
No, you mentioned it. Yep.
Yeah.
Mentioned,
okay. Yeah. So we're in a basement. I don't think I made the. I mentioned it, but we didn't make like the.
There's like a high trip. Window letting in light
yeah.
though.
Yes.
Moonlight.
There is,
from
yeah.
The,
there
from
is
the
a
ground
high
floor.
One.
Yeah.
You smash it?
Absolutely. Okay. He's immediately, without asking, is just going to find the nearest exit and just immediately try and figure out.
The light pouring through this high, high window, suddenly, as you are leaping towards it, it's suddenly obscured as bodies begin to cover it, blocking out the light.
Are they moving body? Oh! Right! That's a new one! Fuck! Not this way! And he's like right up against the window, like holding on, his face is against the screen. And he's looking, what does this body
you
look like?
You see a face that is half metallic, half rotted corpse. It's as if someone with a metal skeleton had slowly kind of decomposed. They're strange kind of, not quite robots, not quite people. Their teeth gnashing at you.
He turns around and looks back at all of you and says, all right, one moment. I reckon I've got this. It looks back up. Hello there, travelers. Where might you say we are? What be your business here?
Their claws start banging against the window. Tap, tap, tap.
He looks back and goes, I don't think that's going to work.
Crash. The window breaks as a claw reaches through, scrabbling the glass.
Logan's going to like grab the hand and try and like pin it against one of the sides of the window pane. Mm-hmm. And just instinctively is going to try and like break the arm off on the side of the window. Just trying to like extricate it from the person's body. And like, oh, fuck, fuck.
So
fuck,
you've jumped up, you've grabbed this talon that is lashing out. You, as you come back down to the floor, you do pull this arm, now lacerated with glass, away from the figure. However, the body tumbles down into the room, gnashing its teeth at you as it now crawls along its one arm. Another falls through. Another.
I'm going to pull my hood over my eyes so I get the AI overlay of the fair field. Does it, like, highlight these things? Does it tell me what they are?
Fallen detected. Fair gold nearby. And you see these creatures as they continue falling through the room, five in total. Your AI sensor sees almost like a X-ray vision of them. You see the parts of their body that are organic. You see the metal in a different color. And in one of them, you see two pieces of gold glowing brilliantly in their chest.
Crossbow bang. Shoot at the one with the fair gold. I want the gold, please.
I believe that's initiative.
Yes.
You have been listening to When the Party's Over, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rolltocast. The Die RPG is copyright of Lemon Inc. Limited and Stephanie Hahn Studio. The underlying game systems and mechanics are copyright of Roward, Rook, and Deckard Limited. All rights reserved.
Allegra. Hold for dog.
Hold for dog.
Hold the dog.
Hold for dog.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.